Okay, so we've been discussing the issue of Mumar. We talked about Mumar L'Teyavon, Mumar L'Hachis. Last week we spent some time discussing the problem of Mumar L'Avod Zara. We'll speak a little bit more about that now. And essentially what I was trying to suggest was that there are there are two different dimensions or aspects of Avod Zara. I think that they sometimes overlap. They are certainly connected, but they're really two different ideas. One aspect of Avodah Zarah, and many of the dinim of Avodah Zarah, depend on the Chumrah Saveira, the very fact that the act of Avodah Zarah itself is a theological betrayal of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as such, it's as an action, it's a davar chamur, triggers a very, very chamor onesh, which has its own, status in terms of Yisra Anah and Megadev, all the things that we were discussing. But in addition to that, beyond the Maisa of Avodah Zarah, what I was trying to suggest was that Avodah Zarah plays a linchpin role in the world of halacha more generally. Meaning that you cannot perceive Avodah Zarah in a compartmentalized fashion. One's attitude, one's perspective on the issue of Emunah and Avodah Zarah really defines the way that we perceive and the way that we evaluate the rest of his Shmiras HaMitzvos or his Chilul HaMitzvos. As the case may be. And this is what we were trying to explain in terms of the Gemara, just to catch us up where we were. The Gemara says that according to Rav Adan, a Meshumad or a Mumar, La Avodah Zarah, is not a Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, Shechitaso would be effective as long as you were Bodek Sakin, as long as you could trust his Shechita, I mean that he did a good, proper job, as long as that was the case, then even a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah can be a Shochet, and the Basar is not Basar Neveil. That's the view of Rabbanan. We do not paskin like Rabbanan. We paskin like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, when they reject Rabbanan, formulated by saying that Kol HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah Kilu Modeh B'Kol HaTorah Kula. What I was trying to do last week was to explain both that phrase and also the argument between Rabbanan and the Chachamim. What I was suggesting was that Rabbanan does not disagree with the Chachamim on how chamor the violation of Avodah Zarah is. That's a davar muskam. Everybody has to agree to that. It's axiomatic that Avodah Zarah is one of the most, if it isn't the most, it's one of the most chamor transgressions in the Torah. We'll get to the Rambam's formulation in just a minute. So that Rav Hanan agrees with Chachamim. The Chiddush of Rav Hanan was that he thought that nonetheless, as chamor as it is, there's still the rest of the Torah. So Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is still not a Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula. The other good things that he does still have Jewish halachic significance. And the Chachamim were saying that is exactly wrong. They were saying that the basis for Mumar L'Avodah Zarah being a Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula is not only the Chomer HaAveira, a coincidence, reasons that there is this Chomer HaAveira, is the fact, but it's rather the fact that you cannot compartmentalize when it comes to this particular din. That Avodah Zarah isn't just a Aveira, it is something which under all of the good things, all the mitzvos that you do. If you do taryav mitzvos and not avodah zarah, you've basically done nothing. You've mimicked and you've simulated, you've parroted, the taryav mitzvos, but their status, their intrinsic value has been completely undone by your betrayal. And that's what the Gemara means, I believe, when it says, And then we went on to explain that that's that the psukim mean in Parsha Shlach. That's what the Ramban speaks about, the korban of Avodah Zarah being a korban mumar. Really, that Parsha and Shlach says nothing about Avodah Zarah. It speaks about your fidelity, your loyalty to the totality of mitzvos. And if this is the case, then we can also appreciate some of the discussions about expanding the definition of Avodah Zarah in this particular context. For example, different religion, but one which is logically not Avodah Zarah. For example, Islam. We talked about that last week. That's the Ritva and the Radvaz and so on. Or let's say you adopt, you know, positions regarding, you know, Torah itself, Torah Min HaShemayim, the immutability of Torah, the application of Torah to all the generations. In other words, things that we call heresies, but they're not technically Avodah Zarah. You're not bowing down to any idols. You're not, you know, Zorek, Evan, Lamarcalis, or Poer Atzmo, or so technically, there's no Maisa Avodah Zarah. But if the idea is that there are linchpin principles, and that's what Avodah Zarah is about in this context, and absent your acceptance of those linchpin ideas, right, everything else falls away and becomes not part of your not insider, you're an outsider. If that's what's happening, then we can have these discussions about Islam, about other things. I mentioned the Mesis last week, the earliest Mesis, the Nachash HaKadmoni, and we can also appreciate the expansion of Dinei Avodah Zarah as we have discussed them. So that was what we discussed last week. That's the idea of and behind Mumar Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that is that's one issue. We also tried to explain with this the debate between Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim. Again, we paskal like the Chachamim in the Sugya and Sanhedrin of Yehorig Vayavor, where again Rabbi Yishmael thinks that you don't have to give up your life if you're threatened, you know, and you're forced to transgress Avodah Zarah. And we paskal like the Chachamim that Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim all require Mesiras Nefesh. All of these require that you surrender or you sacrifice your life. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch has a wonderful line where he explains that, you know, one who's Moser Nefesh is obviously, you know, mustering incredible courage and conviction. And he's somebody, you know, tremendously to be admired. But the Chinuch says that you also have to have the perspective that life relates to quality of life. And that for a religious person, life, you know, which is built on the principle of denying the core principles of faith, is a life that is not worth living. And therefore, while it's the ultimate sacrifice in a way, it's an insider's choice. Not choice, but it's an insider's obligation. It basically means that if you're forced to live in a situation where you have to deny the Rabbonu Shel Olam, or you have to deny your own humanity, Rotzeach, or you have to surrender your dignity and your discipline, your self-restraint, what makes you a human being, Gilui Arayos, then under those conditions, you know, the quantity of life is overridden by the quality of life. So these are the Gimel Averos. Anyways, again, what I was trying to suggest was that Rabbi Yishmael, who disagrees, doesn't think that Avodah Zarah is any less chamor. But he does think that maybe sacrificing one's life is not the right thing. Maybe just like Shabbos, you know, Challah Shabbos Achas Kadesh Tishmor Shabbos Es Harbe. So maybe you have a similar thing. You know, you'll be there to fight another day, and it's an insincere submission anyways. So that's the idea, perhaps, of Rabbi Yishmael. But of the Chachamim, who are insistent upon this idea, namely that you give up your life, is that because of the Chomer of Avodah Zarah? Or is it just because of the reason that I just explained about the Korban of Avodah Zarah, the statements in our Gemara, the idea of Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula? Namely, the reason you're obligated to give up your life is because that's not Jewish life anymore. You've thrown away the linchpin of this. In any case, the sugya of our sugya of Mumer Lechol Torah Kula and the sugya of Yoharim Kol Yavor raises an interesting perspective about the profile of transgressions of Isurim, of Averos. And that is, it seems like there's good reason to think that Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Shabbos represent, let's say, the most chamor of the Isurim. And it's interesting to think, you know, each one represents such a different realm, number one, but it's interesting, you know, to wonder, you know, we're a society, or not necessarily Judaism, but let's say America, it's always a culture of, you know, of ranking, you know, who's the best, who's the worst, you know, they're always the notion, which I think is the halachic view, of a, you know, of there being a more complex, you know, hierarchy, things that are more for this and less for that, you know, it's not really an American, you know, concept. Anyways, if you were to ask yourself the question, which of the Averos is the worst, right? On the one hand, when it comes to, no one ever said that a Mumar Legilei Arayos is a Mumar Lechol Torah Kula. Frankly, even a Mumar Lerotzeach is not a Mumar Lechol Torah Kula. That distinction belongs to Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos before Hesia, we'll get back to that in a minute as well. On the other hand, right? So that's curious. Is that only because Chalal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Tishmar Shabbos Harbe? Hard to know. In general, this is an interesting study. again, I've already, you know, given away the answer. In my opinion, the answer is that there is no one more chamor in different ways. And Avodah Zarah is particularly chamor. Of course, Avodah Zarah is nothing like Avodah Zarah, you know, Anochi v'lo yelech mi piagvura shemanum. There's nothing like Avodah Zarah that has, again, its own Isran, its own, you know, Megadef and Mesis. And maybe that's because beyond the Maisa Avera, you know, betrayal greater than Avodah Zarah. Again, I mentioned last week, we were talking about Yoharim v'Yavor, that the makor for the Chachamim, that your Yoharim v'Yavor for Avodah Zarah, is actually v'haftas Hashem Elokecha v'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'meldecha. And as the Rishonim talks, in the Pshat, it doesn't say anywhere in those sets of Shema, Kriya Shema. It doesn't say Avodah Zarah anywhere. It just says v'haftas Hashem Elokecha, the drug, but it doesn't say for what. How do we know it's not, you know, Kelayim or Kishuf or Mezuzah? But I think the profound answer is that if we really understand Avodah Zarah and its significance properly, as we've been discussing, it's the ultimate betrayal of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the antithesis of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So if there is something that embodies, you know, the opposite of V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, meaning something that requires, because of V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, Mesiras Nefesh, Chacham understood that it was Avodah Zarah. That idea of the ultimate betrayal, that idea of the linchpin of everything else is unique to Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, if you're talking about a human crime, you know, there's nothing like Rotzeach. And certainly the antithesis of Yeshuvo Shel Olam, if we're talking about building a society, right, then there's nothing more destructive and heinous and evil than Rotzeach. And that's very important to know as well. That's very different than Avodah Zarah. It's a different Kenei Midah. It's a different way of measuring. Shabbos, so the Rashi says here in Chulin Daf Hamad Aleph, on the bottom of the page, that the reason that Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia is considered to be a Mumar Lechol Torah Kula, Rashi says here in the bottom of the page, very, very, very famous Rashi, is last Rashi, Haitana Chamir Le Shabbos Kavod Azara, Zavod Azkachovim Kofar Bakarish Baruch Hu, Mechal Shabbos Kofar B'masav, made sheker shaloshavas hakadosh baruch hu b'mayis abreishis. Rashi thinks, interestingly, that the issue in Chilul Shabbos is kofer b'shvisa b'mayis abreishis, by extension b'mayis abreishis. It's a kind of an extension of kofer b'kadosh baruch hu. On the other hand, it's interesting that the Rambam, we'll read it inside in just a second, if you have the Makoros, not the ones from last week, but the ones from the week before. So it's interesting, I'll read it inside in just a second, that the Rambam's view is that what the significance of Shabbos is the fact that it is the os, meaning it reflects the bris between the Rabbanu Shalom and Klal Yisrael. Meaning it's not, Kfiras kocho or maisav, or some aspect of mitzius or the omnipotence or the accomplishments of the Rabbanu Shalom, like Rashi says, but it basically is a dagger in the heart of the unique reciprocal relationship between the Rabbanu Shalom and Klal Yisrael. Again, Avodah Zarah isn't exactly that. Avodah Zarah is the ultimate betrayal of the Rabbanu Shalom, but nothing to do with Klal Yisrael per se. But since Shabbos is the os, that's a whole different story. And as for Avodah Zarah, as I say, that's the ultimate expression of Moser Adam and Abehema Ayin, of the ability to actually exercise, some of the Tzelem Elokim, the Chelek Mimal, and therefore Gilei Arayos is a particularly chamor violation in a different way. So the point I'm trying to make is that if you look at the four, there's no one. They're all four chamor, just in different ways, and therefore, when it comes to different applications, we find that the lists are inconsistent, but for very good reason. The halacha in general is a complex system, not a simple, straightforward hierarchy. So this is particularly, I think, evident when we look at some of the Rambams very quickly that I gave you on that sheet. Everybody has that previous one, right? Not last week's, but the one, Makoros Binyani Mumar L'Shabbos Avodah Zarah?
It's set 9, I think.
What is that, 9?
9, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I have your copy, so I'll do the best I can. But let's say, we'll start with page 1. I just want to read a couple of Rambams. So you'll get, what you're going to see in these Rambams is what I have foreshadowed. And that is that the Rambam has a complex view about what is the worst Aveira you can do. Okay, so he starts off, this is the last Rambam. The first one is Perek Lamed, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tesvav. That's actually the last Rambam in all of Hilchos Shabbos. So you could say it's the Rambam's final word on Hilchos Shabbos, right? That's going to, the Rambam wants you to go out with a bang, when it comes to his presentation of Hilchos Shabbos. So what is it? HaShabbos V'Avodah Zarah, right? Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are equally, or I don't know about equally, but both of them are weighed, right, against, meaning being as equal to Kol Mitzvah Satorah. Wow. And then he adds, Shabbos, this is what I was referring to, Hi Ha'os Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beineinu Le'olam. What's significant? Why is Shabbos so chamor? I mean, Avodah Zarah, we understand why it's so chamor. Why is Shabbos so chamor? So it's, I always found this very curious. Like if somebody had asked me to predict, to anticipate, they say, the Rashi has a pshat, the Rambam has a pshat. And why does the Shabbos is so chamor? Why it's a mumar l'chol Torah kula? And then they told me the two pshatim. One pshat is because it's an os between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. This refers to the special relationship. The other one is because it's an implicit denial of Brias Olam and the Rabbanu Shalom's omnipotence and so on. So I would have guessed that the philosophically oriented Rambam would have gone for the Makhish B'maisa Bereishis, and that the more, at least in our minds, let's say a traditional source oriented, Rashi, who didn't have philosophical background and all of that, that he would have gone for the, OC, Bein, Beiniu, Bein B'nei Yisrael, OC, Li'olam. But that's what's so great about Torah also. And that is, you can anticipate and you can predict and you can be wrong. And there's tremendous Musar Haskel from that, not just about your own humility, but about, again, the richness of Torah. For the Rambam, Shabbos is Midin Osi, Ha'osha ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'neinu li'olam. And for Rashi, it's about the implications of detracting from the Rabbanu Shalom's omnipotence or his accomplishments. Fascinating. Anyways, then the Rambam says, Lefika, kola over al shar mitzvos harei b'chal rishe Yisrael, avam b'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, harei hu ke'oved avodah zara, u'shneim ke'goyim l'chol divreim. Where does he get this from? This is our Gemara. That a murmur l'chal dos Shabbos b'far hesya, here on the bottom of Hayamid Aleph, and a mumar l'avodah zara, both of them are mumar l'chol haTorah kula. That's this Gemara. But it's fascinating way the Rambam says it, because in the Gemara, right, the formulation kala kofer b'avodah zara ki l'modu b'chol haTorah kula is said about avodah zara. Then in the continuation, we just read that a mechal l'shabbos b'far hesya is also a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. But there's no statement in our Gemara that if you're a mumar l'chol haShabbos b'far hesya, that somehow you're an outsider. It doesn't say that. It says that about avodah zara. But since the Rambam, you see the Rambam set it all up, like every word in the Rambam, is perfectly calibrated, because this is how he understood it. The Rambam apparently understood that the Gemara was saying that the principle that we encounter in avodah zara, namely not just the chomer ha'aveira, but also what constitutes an insider or an outsider, that is something that also applies to Shabbos. Except that, and this is important, in Shabbos it's only when it's chilul b'far hesya. If you, and again, we're talking about somebody who understands what that means. We're not talking about a tinok, shenishba, or even somebody who may know the laws but grows up in an environment where he doesn't have any appreciation for it. That's a whole different story. But for somebody who knows Shabbos and knows what Shabbos means in the Jewish community, and he can be b'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, right? So it's almost like a Rus, formula. When Rus, turned to Naomi and she said, I'm sticking with you, I'm changing my destiny. What did she say? Amecha mi, and Elokai yech Elokai. There's a lot of evidence. We'll talk tonight about more. There are two, major aspects, of Kedushas Yisrael. One is your relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom, and the other is your relationship to Klal Yisrael and your identification, theologically, but also your identification nationally. That's why, the halach is that a person who's not mishtatef but sarasan Shel Yisrael is the equivalent of an apikoros. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, because he's spitting on Amecha Mi. So what the Rambam is saying here, I believe, that if you completely reject Elokai Chalokai, or if you symbolically, B'far Hesya, reject Amecha Mi, which is embodied by the Os of Shabbos, then you aren't just involved in an Amavera Chamura. You are. But in addition, which is Shkula, but in addition to that, you are, as he puts it, Lefika kolo overal shara versus bechal risha yisrael. You're an insider, but an avarian. Of bechal shabbos and farhesya, harehu kovin avodah zara ushneim kegoyim bechal devrayim. I think that's very profound. That's what the Rambam says. Lefikach mishabeach hanavi. This is the final words of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, the Navi wax eloquent when he says, "Ashrei ano she'asa zos shomer Shabbos michalalo." Right? This, of course, you know, we're familiar with these words from Yom Tzom. Kol ha'shomer Shabbos kilchaso mechabda ma'anga kifi kocho kfar mefurish bekabala. Skorob alamaze, yetzral askar tzofun alamaba, shenemar, os titanegal Hashem, your kavticha albamase aret, hachalticha nachalas Yaakov avicha, ki pi Hashem diber. And then the Rambam says, brich rachmana, the sayon, he finished all of Hilchos Shabbos. An amazing, monumental accomplishment. Anyways, the idea in this Rambam is to equate, the Gemara equates it, but the Rambam, number one, makes it clear that there's a Avodah Zarah, then we bring Shabbos, sounds that way in our Gemara too, then we bring Shabbos before Hesya and equate it. But the Rambam thinks it too is a kind of a linchpin that defines insiders and outsiders. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. And it's connected with the special bond between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. So now, it sounds like Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are an elite group. Right? And no one else is a Mumar L'chol Torah Kula. So, you know, it sounds like we have the answer to our hierarchy question. But then if you look at other Rambams, right, you'll see that it's more complicated, as we just noted. So look at the Rambam, the next one. what line is the next one, Zev? Hilchos Rotzeach Aleph Yud Aleph?
Right, Aleph Yud Aleph is on 12.
Okay, great. So listen to this. What is the Rambam talking about? There's a special din when it comes to arayos. This is what the Rambam's telling us. There's a special din with regard to arayos that doesn't apply anywhere else. And that's the din of matzilin osa benafsho. We save him from himself. Right? You can stop him on the way to do the aveira. If the only way to prevent him from doing the aveira is to kill him, then you can do that. Wow. You can't do it for anything else. Only Gilei Arayos. So that's what the Rambam says. B'huadin l'shar kol Arayos, chutz min ha-behema, aval ha-zachar matzil nosa b'nefesh ha-rodef k'shar Arayos, rodef akar behema l'raval sh'rodef, o sh'rodef lasas malacha b'shabas alavet avar azara. Ah. Let's say you're on your way to chil Shabbos. You're on your way to avar azara. The only way to stop you from doing it is to kill you. In the same way that the only way to prevent you from completing the Aveira of Gilei Arayos is to stop you in that way. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, but he just, you know, the Rambam's putting together the whole system, so he has an acuity for these things. So the Rambam says, this is a special din in Avodah Zarah. Why does he mention Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? This is special in Arayos. Why does he mention Melech Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Because, again, you have them on the same page. They're very far away in Mishnah Torah, but because the Rambam all over the place, you know, mentions that Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and Melech Torah Kula. He mentions in Nuchos Shabbos. He has it in Nuchos Shchita. He has it in Nuchos Maaser Karbonos. He has it in Nuchos Shkagos. You know, numerous places all over the place. So which are the more chamor isurim? Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. So if you can save somebody from himself or from doing this dastardly deed, Gilei Arayos, right? A mumar l'Gilei Arayos is not a mumar l'chol Torah Kula, right? So the Rambam says, Afal pisha Shabbos v'Avodah Zarah ikare hadas. Interesting. Theologically, right, they are more important than Gilead. Ein mamisano so chiyasta viavu lebezdin viadinu viamos. Preventative is limited to Gilead Arayos, Because that's not so much Ikari Adas. What is it? I'm guessing. I mean, I'm not guessing. I'm speculating, you know, based on other things. That's Tzelem Elokim. You know, that's Moser Adam and Abhema Oyin. That's, you know, the discipline and self-respect. You know, the fact that man is not just a hedonistic creature. But it's not Ikari Adas. It's not a theological truth about the skula of Klal Yisrael or the loyalty and the centrality of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what the Rambam is saying very profoundly here is that these are different mechayvim, different dinim. They're all, you know, minachamurim. What about Rotzeach? Where does that fit? So look at the next one, Hichos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalad. Right? Umuzharin Bezdin Shelo Likach Kofar Min HaRotzeach. Torah says you can't accept, you know, blood money, kofar, you know, to get, let's say you murdered somebody, so you want to, you know, you want to pay off the family. Okay, that doesn't work. That's a pasuk in Chumash. V'afilu nasan kol mamon shebaolam, you know, trillions of dollars. Afilu ratza gol adam lapatro, even if the family members agree for the money or without the money, right? It doesn't make a difference. Why? She'natsho shozeh anerag kinyan gol adam. It's not the bailus, even of the close relatives, to decide to be mevater, to concede the human life. Elekinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's bailus. Moshe Lamad Avodomen, right, mentioned a lot last year, we learned about Vakama. You know, if a person tells someone else to beat him up, you know, so there's not going to be chiv tashlumin necessarily, but he's not allowed to do it. Gemara says, Ein adam mochel al rashi evar. As it happens, the Rambam, when he quotes that halacha, Hilchos Chovel, has more of a technical explanation, a little bit disappointing. He says, oh, you may say that you're, you know, mivater, that you allow him to beat you up, but, you know, chazaka, you don't really mean it. But a better explanation is that even if he meant it, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, even on your, never mind the Gol Adam, even you are not fully a Bailam on your own body. Right? That's why Achas Dimchem Nashasechem Edrosh. That's why suicide is not acceptable. The sanctity of human life isn't in the hands of the relatives. It's not in the hands even of the individual himself. It's a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, from this point of view, Ein nafsho shozeh anerag kinyan gol adam, says the Rambam, ele kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, shenemar v'lo tikhu kofer, even if the relatives are interested in cutting a deal, a very lucrative deal, it's not their bailus. It doesn't belong to them. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's property. And then the Rambam adds, and this is again totally consistent with what we've been trying to explain, the Ein Lecha Davar, listen to the language, Shehikpida Torah Alav Kishvichos Damim. The Torah is not more makpid on anything than Shvichos Damim. Okay? Shenemar v'lo sachnifu es ha'aretz, k'adamu yachnif es ha'aretz. Notice what the Ram didn't say it's Ikari Adas. Not Ikari Adas. Right? And it's not about Tzelem Elokim. Right? But there's no greater k'peda, right, in a world policy than Shvichos Damim. And that the Rambam repeats. Let's go to the next one, Perek Dalad, Hilchos Rotzeach Halacha Tes. Again, you have them all on the same page, so you can see the consistency in the complexity. And you could also see that he does very carefully different words, different expressions to convey these very, very subtle differences. Again, it's all over the Rambam in different places. But if you put it together on one page, you need to look at it.
Line 25.
Excellent. Dalet test. This will here the Rambam is talking about a different halacha, something that only applies to Rotzeach. And the question is why? So just like Matzila Menafsho is only about Rayos, why is it that Machnisa Nosa Lekipa seems to be only Berotzeach? The question is whether it's true, but let's assume for the moment. I mean, the din is that if you can't, if somebody gets off on a technicality, you can't convict him technically when he murders somebody, but we know he did it. Let's say, Edus Miuchedes, maybe Edus Umdana, something we talked about, I believe, 2 years ago. Circumstantial evidence, but very strong circumstantial. We know he did it, but the standards of Beis Din, of the legal system, do not allow us to technically convict him. Because remember, every court case, a very important principle, every court case is about the case and justice, and it's also about the standards and the authority and the reputation of the Beis Din. So the Beis Din has to have very high standards. Conviction has very high standards. At the same time, the miscarriage of justice that results from having more idealistic standards, something all of us can anticipate. So when it comes to Rotzeach, right, I wouldn't say we bend the rules, but we go outside of the system to make sure that a measure of justice will take place. That's called machnisa nosa lekipa. So the Rambam says about this, the ein osin davar zeh l'shar mechuyev misa Beis Din. We don't apply this rule, this informal way of taking care of the problem of, you know, of accomplishing a just solution, you know, outside of the system. We don't apply it to other mechuyev Beis Din, right? Ella im nischayev misa mevisa noso bim eino chayev misa potron oso. Typically, if you can't, you know, gain a conviction according to the formal procedures, then the guy goes, you know, he's not going to say he's exonerated, but he goes free, right? That's the price that you pay for protecting the standards of the system. And the halacha felt, obviously, then in the aggregate, that's a worthwhile choice. And that's the law. So why only in Shvichus Damim we won't let this murderer walk away? We'll let the Gilead Arayos guy walk away. We'll let the Ovid Avodah Zarah guy walk away. We'll let the Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia guy walk away. But we won't let the Rotzeach walk away? Why not? That's a big statement. There are averos that are more chamor than Rotzeach. Didn't the Rambam say in the previous halacha that there's no Yeah, the Rambam said there's nothing that the Torah is more makpid on than Rotzeach, even though it's not mi kari adas. Now the Rambam's saying the dvarim chamurim, because they're meikari adas. Ein mahem ashkasas yeshuva shalolam kishvichus damim. You know why there's more kpeda and why there's, you can't let him get away with it, machnisa salakipa? Because here, nothing is more critical to world order, to yeshuva shalolam, than shvichus damim. Afilu avarazara. Now here comes the hierarchy, which is consistent. Right? Vein tzar chlomar arayos. Ochil Shabbos, Hein Kishvichos Damim. So the hierarchy is Rotzeach Kishva Olam, Gili Arayos. He doesn't say Tzalim Alekim, but whatever. And then you have Avodah Zarah, of course, Ikari Adas. Here you have Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Chil Shabbos. She'ilo Avonos Heim Averos Shebein Adam LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvichos Damim Averos Shebein Olam Ben Chavero. Now notice he doesn't say what he says in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, what does he say? That if you're over Shabbos before Hesia and Avodah Zarah, right, then you're like an outsider. That's all he says here. You're an insider, just that you can't make up for it. You know, you can't override or neutralize your Avera and Retzach by other mitzvahs. That doesn't mean you don't get credit and you didn't do the other mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that you're a kegoy. You're not kegoy if you're a murderer. You're just a horrible human being. Has nothing to do with, you know, Judaism. I mean, it does, obviously, because we have a higher premium on the quality of life and the quantity of life. But obviously, Rotzeach and Yeshiva Olam and that Kepeda is a human element in a broader way as well. Shenemar Adam Ashuk B'dam Nefesh. Tzeo Mad Me'achav Over the Varazara Shreinem Marak Lohaya Ka'achav Ukishanizra Avonosov Uzchiosov Lefnei Elokei Aruchos Lo nimtza avon shechivu klaya, v'lo yishon davar achar sheshagu connecta ol dmei nevos. Nevos. Shenev ha-teitzi ruach v'tamad v'nei Hashem, z'i ruach nevos. Nemar tifte v'gam tuchal, harei rasha laharg b'yado, el sivev kal v'chomer laharga b'yado. Right? He didn't even kill him directly. He just put into motion his death. So once again, what emerges, and this... the point I'm trying to make is that according to the Rambam, it's not Diet Coke, but something. According to the Rambam, basically, the group of Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, Arayos, Shvichus Damim represent each in a different way. The sea, Sinyud Aleph, meaning the height of Averos, but in different ways. And they overlap in different ways as well. Okay, so that's point number one for today. And that is an important perspective. We'll speak more about the relationship between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos before we end all this. Again, why is Shabbos before Hesia Dafka, not Avodah Zarah? We can already appreciate that. Why a little bit, as we already discussed, but are there other differences between
questions our permitted? Are questions permitted?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Always are. Was that a serious question?
Theologically, the Maichos is by Rotzeach.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you state that in reference to the Chazon Ish or to Einstein? The Maichos is the Dramachsum Tfei. I mean, isn't there some kind of a hierarchy and evaluation of life?
The answer is no, and that's the part of the Chiddush of the Torah. Meaning, in terms of Kedushas HaChayim, I think there is a hierarchy in what people do with their life and the assessment we have of them and of the schar that they earn. But I think the Chiddush HaTorah is that while that may be true, in the end of the day, Kedushas HaChayim is a very high bar. And it is equal. It's the gift of life that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam that is equal in all people. Or maybe another way to say it is, it's high enough that it doesn't allow, you know, for hierarchies to make a difference when it comes to taking one life for another. Again, in the Sugya and Horios, there is like a hierarchy when prescriptively you have to make, you know, triage choices. That hierarchy is based on chiyuv mitzvos, so it also isn't personal mostly. And there's a whole literature, you know, about that. But certainly in the Sugya of Yehari Glayavor, these distinctions are not made. A, they would be a nightmare in terms of lo plug, but I think the bigger idea, and I think the more compelling notion is that Kedushas HaChayim is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's a sanctity of life is something which is equal to all.
And number two, on the Shmir Shabbos,
Yeah.
Why shouldn't it apply to Shmir Shabbos Mitzinah?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, I already said something about it, and that is that, you know, Shmir Shabbos Befarhesia is a clear statement. Shmir Shabbos Mitzinah could just be out of, you know, a sense of neglect. This is, let me say it this way. There's no neglect when it comes to Avodah Zarah, right? You know, that's about loyalty. And, you know, you're either there or you're not there. It's, you can't be over to, you can't be Po'er Atzmach al Po'er, you know, and still be with the Rabbon Shalom.
But the Shogeg.
That's an impossibility. Just one second. But when it comes to Shabbos, right, you know, you could be lax. It doesn't have to be a denial of Shabbos Shabbos Mikom Alaptor Shabbar Lekim Lassos for Rashi, or a denial of Osi Beinu Bein Bnei Israel. But when you do it Befarhesia, right, in front of other members of Klal Yisrael who take it a certain way, then it's no longer personal laxity. There's no personal laxity in Avodah Zarah, but there's personal laxity in Shabbos. And therefore, the Begida part, the Begida part needs Farhes.
I just want to say the Shogeg in Avodah Zarah. Shogeg.
Shogeg?
Rambam,
we're not talking about Shogeg here. We're talking about Mezid. In Sanhedrin, in Yarek Valyava, we're talking about Mezid Ba'ones.
Right.
He knows what it is. He knows what's prohibited. And in Mumar cases, we're not even talking about Ones. We're talking about Ratzon. We're not talking about Shogeg. Shogeg is a whole different category. No one thinks that a mumar that a shogeg in Avodah Zarah is a mumar. Chalila.
Okay.
We're talking about mezid. In Shabbos, we're talking about mezid too. But mezid betzina, as they say, is not necessarily the kind of merid or the implicit rejection of maisa bereishis or a denial of os. That for that you require farhesia. Okay. So.
Harav,
Yeah.
Very often we compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos.
Oh, excellent.
Sorry?
You want to know what we do here as well?
So the when it comes to a Mumar, are we just that idea of Yom Kippur and Shabbos are obviously Yom Kippur doesn't have the Os element.
Right. So this is a very interesting, right. So I'm glad you asked. It's a very good question. I was on my agenda to speak about very briefly. Maybe we'll speak about it more before Yom Kippur. when we're all getting ready to go to our real shuls and, you know, we're out of Zoom, hopefully. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, very famous, difficult, where the Rambam seems to say that a Mumar Liyom Kippur is Pasal Edus Geirushin. The Beis Halevi has in the Shel Tshuvas Beis Halevi has a whole piece, and others noticed it, of course, and they discuss it as well, about this topic. Of course, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson. The din of Shabbos Shavas Mikol Malachto, Rashi on Heyom Mer Aleph, that certainly doesn't apply to Yom Kippur.
Right.
The Os also doesn't apply from the Rambam's perspective. But what may apply is the fact that, you know, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson in a different sense, meaning it's about our ability, you know, to conduct ourselves one day a year, you know, I think, in a Kulal Hashem manner, to outdo the Malachim, if you will, the Achas B'Shana. And that capacity is also a defining element of Kedushas Yisrael. So I think it's a very fascinating topic, but there does seem to be indication in the Rambam that there is a din of Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula for a Mumar L'Chalos Yom Kippurim. Yeah, there's more to say about. We'll talk about it more about closer to Yom Kippur time. But yeah, absolutely, that's an interesting question. There's another question too, which I'll just raise now, and I'll try to get back to it later. And that is when we speak about Mumar L'Avodah Zarah or Mumar L'Chalos HaShabbos, are we only speaking about the most chamor manifestations of this. For example, and this is, by the way, a separate question in Yehari Vayavor, which doesn't apply to Shabbos, only applies to Avodah Zarah, as well as Mumar Lekol Torah Kula, which applies to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. For example, you violate the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah, Leyidbak Me'uma Menacher. Okay? Or, you know, some other aspect of Avodah Zarah, or Lifnei Ivel Asitei Nechshol of Avodah Zarah. Or in Shabbos, let's say you violate the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, but not the lav. Or the lav, a lav, but not a lametes malacha. So let's say, according to the mandamar, that you're chayiv as a lav for tchumen, right? So there's no tawar of the lametes of malacha, but it's balav. So you do that intentionally on Shabbos, before Hesia, right? Is that a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula? And what about Drabanans? So again, this is a very dynamic, very controversial topic in the Achronim, in the Poskim. They discuss these questions. Again, regarding Yehoreg V'Yavor, it's a famous debate in the Rishonim about things like Lefnei V'Lo Sitei Nechshol, and Suriana, what we call often Abizrayu, you know, Davarazara, or Abizrayu de Gili Arayos. Right? There's no Abizrayu de Shvichas Damim, as far as I know. But there's plenty of Abizrayus for Gili Arayos and for Avarazara. That's the issue in Yehoreg V'Yavor. In Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula, you have a parallel question. So again, if you really think that it's mainly, or at least you need also, the Chomer Hamaisa Havera for these dinim, then it's only going to be the worst ones. It's only going to be the ones that are Chayv Misa. But if you think that what's really important is the Begida, the Mumrius, right? Meaning the implications, theological, national, right? Writing yourself out of the Jewish people, etc., then why does it necessarily have to be limited to to the action which is Chayv Misa? As long as what you're doing accentuates your disdain, your rejection when it comes to these areas, then even a lesser offense intentionally flouted or flaunted should be problematic. So that's another issue. So I guess you have Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabboson on the one hand, and you have Essen and Laban. I'll probably get back to that point a little bit later to make a certain distinction. Okay, so that is the that's the second point. Now, the conclusion of our Gemara seems to be that a Mumar L'Chol is a Shabbos before Hestio. So I'll speak more about that. And a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula, great. And they're Kegoyim, as the Rambam says. And that's what the Rambam says also in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos and in Hilchos Shechita. These are from previous weeks. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yedalet, after talking about Mumar L'Tayavon, then says, Bimaya Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, O Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya, O Apikaros, etc. Then Shechitaso, I'm sorry, better, Hareu Ka'akum, U'Shechitaso Nevela. Right, that's on not in the two Mar Makomas that I gave out previously. This is on, I guess, set 7, page 1, line 8. I don't know if people have that, but I'm just using it for a second. That's Perek Dalet Hil Shechita Halacha Yadalet. Very clear. Ram says about Zara, Chil Shabbos Befar Hesya, Yabinin Kuti Umumrav Shechita V'mitzos. These are Kegayim and Avela. We take it very seriously. And the Ram repeats this, if you look in the same Armakomas, if you still have them, look at Chmaisa Karbanos per Gimel Alacha Dalet. This is on page 3 of that group, if you have them, set 7. starting from line 36. Yisrael Shu Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, right? O Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya. In kabbalah min of korban klal, right? So again, it's very clear that the Rambam understands that these dinim are not just melitzos bialma, but we really act on them. A mechal shabbos before hesia, and a mechal and a mumla barizara, right? These are kigoyim gemurim. We don't accept their korban. Worse in this case than goyim gemurim, because we don't even accept their ola. We would accept the ola of a goy, but it's worse l'chumra. And in hilchos shkagos, once again, the next page, if you look on page 4 in set 7, line 3, kfar b'yonu b'chus ma'isar karbanos, shamu v'lavar zar l'chal z'shabbos b'far hesya, e'im b'kabal d'menu karban klau, etc. In numerous places, the Rambam repeats this idea that they're kigoyim gemurim. And mostly in Shulchan Aruch, we pass it like this as well, except that even the Rambam has an exception. And that exception was mostly adopted by everyone. If you look at the Rambam here, back to today's Mar Makomos, or last week's, that would be what, set 8?
No. 8 was Pesach. So it goes 7, 9, 10.
Oh, so we're at 9?
We're at 10 or 9. You were going 9.
Before 9, so it's 9.
Yeah.
Okay. So look at 9. Rama Mikhalsish's Paragdal and Allah Tezvav. Ram says, everybody have that line?
Line 41.
Excellent. Thank you. So I'm a Kadesh Goya, O Shifcha, if a person tries to marry outside the faith, right? The halacha doesn't recognize that. Einan Kedushin, Alarei He, Achar Kedushin, Kemosha Hoysa Kodem HaKedushin, meaning it doesn't work. There's no relationship. V'chein Goy V'Evet Shekitchu Bas Yisrael, this is an equal opportunity din, it goes in both directions, right? Whether the male or the female is a non-Jew, basically intermarriage, right, is not recognized by the halacha, right? It's legally invalid. Nothing happened. So goy ve'evet shekitchubas Yisrael and kiddushin kiddushin. But then says the Rambam, Yisrael meshumad shekidesh, afa bishu ovid avodazara birtzono. So the Rambam paskins that a mumar, Lavodazara, who's a mumar l'chol Torah kula, who the Rambam typically says is a goy gamur, still his kiddushin requires kiddushin. His kiddushin is chal, and in order to get out of it requires a get. So Rashi has a famous, it sounds like this from the Gemara in Yevamos. Rabbi Yevamos says that a gershon is gayer, and then he lapses back a sincere gerus. So he's a ger tzedek, and then he lapses back, and he becomes a meshumad. Right? He turns his back on the religion that he had adopted, albeit sincerely. So it's clear in the Gemara that he's treated as a Yisrael Meshumad, and if he was Mekadesh, the Kiddushin is Chal, etc. So this seems to be an accepted din. So Rashi has a famous tshuva in which he confronts all this evidence. And Rashi says, even though a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula and he's Kigoy Gamur, nonetheless, when it comes to matters, that's true in terms of losing his prerogative, meaning l'chumra. But when it comes, also that's milakula. But when it comes l'chumra, right? Yisrael afal pishachata Yisraelu. Now this phrase Yisrael afal pishachata Yisraelu actually became more famous because of the tshuva of Rashi about this topic. It's really plucked out of a Gemara. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about Achan, who wasn't Ovid Avodah Zarah, but he was a transgressor. And the Gemara says, even though he's a Miposhe Yisrael, he's still a Yisrael, because Yisrael Alpha Pishachata, Yisrael. So Rashi, in this famous tshuva, when he was asked about the status of a Mumar Avodah Zarah, a Meshumad, he didn't just do an act of Avodah, more than that. He crossed the line, he went over, he now goes to church every week, or to Pa'or's temple, right? So every single week, he's a Meshumad. Rashi says, nonetheless, if he's Mekadish and Isha, Yisrael Afa Bishachati Yisrael, who? And she needs a get. Okay. The Meiri actually has a bit of a qualification of this. Meiri says a fascinating thing. Meiri says in a bunch of places, in Yavamos and elsewhere, that in Jomus, Kedushin, a bunch of places, that he thinks that the din of Yisrael Afa Bishachal, who, or the equivalent, however you want to formulate it, is true of somebody who himself lived in the Jewish community. But the children of Mishumadim, in other words, who were born after the parents were already Mishumadim, or after one of the parents was a Mishumad, that child loses their Kedushas Yisrael. That's a very shocking Meiri, but a very fascinating one. In a way, it's very similar to what we discussed. We discussed Kuti, and we discussed the Ten Shvatim, and I believe I mentioned Keren Ora in Yavamos and Reb Chaim, who are of the opinion that a certain level of intermarriage and of acculturation where the people have no connection whatsoever to Yad, can lose your Kedushas Yisrael. For the Meiri, this is true even when it comes to marriage issues, but only for someone, right, who was born, right, in that environment already. Anybody who crossed over, right, is, and I don't mean how long, how many times you went to shul. I mean, until you yourself, who are mishtamed, Khalilah, are always connected to your past. But a child, the next generation, in other words, is vulnerable to completely losing Kedushas Yisrael. And we need Geirus and so on. That's a Shitas Yachid. We don't accept that Lahalacha so much. But we generally go according to the view, Yisrael Afa Bishachata Yisrael. However, it is fascinating that there's another Rambam, and this other Rambam was subject of a lot of discussion. If you look at the previous Rambam, in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav. Rambam says, Hakok Sheirim, everybody have it? What line are we on? Just the one right before.
36.
Hakok Sheirim Lichtav Saget Chutz Michamisha. 36. Hakok Sheirim Lichtav Saget Chutz Michamisha. Five people can write a get. I'm sorry, all people can write are kosher to write a get with the exception of five groups. Goy, non-Jew, Eved, also somebody who's in between, Jew and not Jew. Cherishot of a katan, minors, or incompetent. Afilo Isha Atzma, Koseves is Gita. Then the Rambam says, Yisrael Shenishtame Lavonazara. Sounds like the Rambam thinks that with regard to being an aide, I'm sorry, with regard to being a shliach, or being a kosev rather, a saget, that a meshumad, meaning a mumma l'chol tarakula, either of Avodah Zarah or chil Shabbos b'farhesya, is excluded. And the Ramach and others, they all jump on the Rambam. They say, what's the difference between Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav Geirushin and Perek Daled Halacha Tezvav of Ishus? The other Rambam says that if he marries, she needs a get. because of the equivalent of Yisrael Af Bishulchan to Yisrael Hu. What happened to that, right? What happened to that whole idea, you know, when it came to being a Kosev V'Saget, right? So there's an interesting tshuva, the Rashbats, the Tashbates.
Rav, why can't you just give a Rav? Why can't you just give an answer that when it comes to a Maisa Kedushin, you want to be Machmir? So you make sure you say that the Kedushin is Chal. When it comes to a get, you also want to be Machmir. You say he's not a good aid, so we're not going to accept him. He can't write the get. On both sides, you take the most extreme view. In Kedushin,
what do you mean the most extreme view?
In other words, in Kedushin, we say there's a Chalos Kedushin because we're Safek Geshus Ish, so we want to make sure that.
I hear what you're saying, but that makes sense if we think it's a Safek.
Well,
but if what we're saying is that in the status of Ishus, meaning if what we're saying is that, you know, Legabe Ishus, Yisrael Afa Pishachata Yisrael, who, when it comes to, you know, status of a member of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to his individual obligations, it's not so much, no one's saying that a guy is that a Meshumet is a Safek. We're saying he's Vadai Nevela, you know, Shkitaso Nevela. And we're saying Vada, you need a Kiddush. We're not saying Midin Safek. Right? If it was Safek, then what you're saying would make a lot of sense. There could be another distinction, which I think, that is the difference between being Mekadesh and being kosev as I get, maybe even kosev as I kiddushin. I'll explain that in just a minute. Either way, the Tashbetz, the Ramach had a lot of trouble with this. All the Nosei Kelim have trouble with that. I'll just read you a little bit from the tshuva of the Tashbetz. It's a fascinating tshuva. Again, it says a lot about, you know, the history, you know, Gerush Svarad, you know, era. This is on page 3 or 2. Where is it? Does that?
Page 2.
Yeah.
What number?
We're moving over now to the next side.
Okay. So Sha'alta, al get hanichtav b'Mayorka. A certain get was written in Mallorca. The kasto echad manikraim. Anusim, and it was written by one of the conversos, or we used to call them Maranos, right? Meaning people who were forced against their will to be Ovid of Arizara. There's no question that they are in violation. The Idu Yehudim, at the same time, the Jews who remain, report that this was done under duress. And the guy tries to, you know, to behave like a Jew as much as he can without putting his life in jeopardy. And when he died, he wanted a Jewish burial. His wife paid for an expensive Jewish funeral, right? So what's the story? What's the status of this guy, this Meshumad Ba'anus, you know, who wrote this get? So then he goes on to say, based on the Psak of the Rambam. Chen Kosov a Rambam, right, Shadino Kidin Nachri. Bimisos Ishto begetze, Vahoilabonim Yumam Zerim. Vitzorich get acher. Right? If you hold like the Rambam, maybe you should say, of course, the Rambam didn't say this about an anus. In the very end of the piece, because we have to stop soon. So, in the very end of the piece, the Rashbats, you know, says, you know, that of course there's a huge difference between the Meshumad, the Ratzon, who's a Mumar L'chol Tarakula, and Nanus. Even if we think that he should have given up his life in the Mesiras Nefesh, that doesn't make him a Mumar L'chol Tarakula. He's a victim. he maybe didn't do exactly the right thing, although it's hard to judge people, obviously, under those conditions. But he didn't do the right thing halachically. Doesn't make him a kagoy l'chol ha'davar. Anyway, so that's just so you shouldn't have a, that's how it's going to end up. But in the shorter term, it ends up being an interesting way to discuss the Rambam's psak and to wonder why it is that kiddush of kiddushin, but ain't ksivas gito get, and the Tashbitz doesn't really know why. He says, on the one hand, let's maybe say like the Rambam. On the other hand, oh, you get kosher, but now ksherim v'imuteris l'mishanasa l'inasa l'acher imesa shanasa begetzeh. He says, emes sharamam kosav kain, the samach hamash kosav michulin. He thinks that, this Rambam in Hukos, you know, it is partially, is based on the sugin chulin, the mishumid lavar zar l'chal shal z'fresya, to have a ka'akam l'chol dvarav, who pirishuhud, who did, who pirishuhud, who adin l'inen ksivas gitin. Ukvar gia lav haram ha-kohen, ramach, she'inir l'dvarav, she'in kiddush of kiddushin. It sounds like his idea that a mumma l'chol tarakula is kigoy is true, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, you know, Bain regarding his status, other people's status, you know, the status of Klal Yisrael as opposed to his personal status in mitzvos. Well, Omash McCain, Hachi, the Kaimel de Meshumet Shekidesh Kiddush of Kiddush and Daraisa. We pass in generally when it comes to Kiddushin, right, that Alpha Bishachat Yisrael. But Philip Gersh Chazal Asura Kiddush of Kiddushin, Kid Isa Beperka Choletz. Bachanani Muchach, the Bechoros. Barav Kosav Kain, Behilchus Kiddushin. He himself in Kiddushin writes that he's not Kigoy Lechol Advar. Umi Kiddush of Kiddushin, Ayinira, the Gito Avaget. It's all Ishus. Probably the same thing, says the Rashbat. The Kolam Mekadesh Adata, Drabana Mekadesh. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything here, but Umaisin Bechoyom, Shemeshumin Megarish Isho, Shinizkad Shalo, Afilu Biyaduso. Even when somebody's married a good Jewish wedding, and then he becomes a mishumad, it's maisim b'chol yom that the get is a get, and we honor the get. Of course, again, my point, that's the megaresh, not the kosev v'saget, right? The kosev Rabbeinu Tam, shein kosem b'get al shem yadus v'lo shem gius. Rabbeinu Tam famously has a discussion, if you have a proper Jewish marriage, and then you know the husband becomes a mishumad. So in the get, should you write his, you know, old Jewish name, you know, Binyamin, or Baruch, or you know, is he now going to be Bartholomew, right? So Rabbeinu Tam discusses this. Rabbeinu Tam to write his Jewish name. Venir should never push it who the get mishum and get who. But Ram appears daito and gito get. Ram doesn't explicitly say whether the get of a mishum is a get or not. Ela kashkas of shena kasher lichtav as a get. Kivin the nachri udvar of tzarachia. Masha kasa b'tshuva sagonim to mishum and chal shabasim for hesya enoki Yisrael. Shenam rabbeinu v'emidei tzolasi le'olam. I guess the Ram got this from the gonim, this idea. Kolam Shabbos Shabbos Nikra Yisrael, the Chaim Per Kama Dechulin, Amrin and Ema Kama Karbanos Min Amishuma, Tuxiv Adam Kiyakrav Mikem, Amrin and Mikem Velo Kulchem, the Hotzi Samishuma, the Nasach Yain and Chal Shabbos Freshya, Karkosa Bala Eitur, the Akram Shabbachutzar, Slav of the Avarazarahim, all sorts of distinctions. Maybe there's a difference between modern day over there, they're not real over the Avarazara, right? So they're not Meshumad anymore. And it comes to Chal Shabbos, also fascinating. Chal Shabbos Leisa, Elabavaras Karka, big Kiddush. The Yetzer Lanim Mizesh, Shakolim Mishonim Shakidshu Kiddushim. Ubezeh Hoda Ramba, Shem Kiddush of Kiddushin, Gito Get. Umaisa B'chol Yom Yochichu. And so on. Then the Ram, then he goes on. Bevada, Omer Shagid. Pishul Apirish Kain, Kivin Shukasav Kiddushin, Ain Tam Lechalik Min Gitin the Kiddushin, Elishukasav Mashanimsim Mefurash Begamara. The only reason the Rambam wrote that of Meshumad's Kiddushin is Kiddushin didn't mention that Gito Get, because that's a case in the Gemara. But who had to? So he says, then I don't understand. Mashal Nisker Gemara Beferush, Hinichu Sasam, Yomun Sasam, and Amafurash. Vain Safik Shazawudaita. He says, I have no doubt that the Ram is not Mechalik between Gittin and Kedusha. In terms of his personal status, he said that I don't get it. If his get is a get, then why can't he write a get for someone else or for himself? Right? I'm skipping a line. Kivin de Isa Batoris Gitin Vikidushin of Bar Brisu, Bar Shlichusu, Ava Pishkata Yisraelu, Hainir Shukasha Lichtavaget, Afilu Tomar, Shaksivas Aget, Edel Shlichus. He just doesn't understand it. In the end, as I say, he says that in this particular case, it will be a get, because anyways, it's anonymous. But I think that the Chiluk is as follows. This is something that the Rav once suggested as well, about the Rambam in general. I mentioned before that, you know, Telokai Chalokai and Amechami and Alokai Chalokai. These are two aspects of Kedushas Yisrael. For this reason, by the way, it's not a coincidence. We mentioned it, I believe, we're talking about Kuti, or maybe not. Yeah, I think we did. There's a view that the Kutiim and that the Givonim, that maybe, you know, there's some controversy about whether the Gerus is, you know, authentic or not. Mixed evidence. So the Meiri, Ksuvus, the Ravid and Yavamas quote a view or have a view that they are gerim gemurim leinyan some things, but not others. They're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, let's say, but they're chayiv to wear tefillin and they count for a minyan and so on and so forth. When we learned Kiddush some years ago, I explained, you know, that the Chasimas HaBracha, you know, that the Masada Kiddush says under the Chuppah is very unique, very long, but I'm not going to get into that. This, the Chasimas of Mekadesh HaMo Yisrael HaYidei Chuppah V'Kiddush. And some of the Gaonim ask, why does this Bracha have Mekadesh Yisrael in the Chasima more than any other bracha? There's a lot of evidence in the context of Gerus and so on that there's a separate dimension of Kedushas Yisrael Gabi Ishus, Amechami, in addition to Alakai Chalakai. By the same token, losing that, right, is both easier and more difficult. Meaning, a lot of the dinim of Mumar Hareu Kegoi has to do with the recognition by fellow Jews. Because you've lost your standing in some respects. Right? Therefore, your Shechita, as far as your next door, the other guy's concerned, you're a non-Jew. You're a Kegoi. And, you know, it's Nevela. I'm not distinguishing between whether you can eat it yourself or whether other, meaning vis-a-vis actions that affect, you know, other people, first and foremost, right? Actions that need to be recognized, validated, right? And Mumar is Kigai. But with regard to his personal status, he still has Chiyuvim. And he still has some Kedushas Yisrael. He's not Potter Min HaMitzvos. He may not do them, but he's not Potter Min HaMitzvos. He can't be Motzi Acher Midei Chavasa. So, when it comes to his personal status, Kiddush of Kiddushim and Gito Get, even though it affects also his wife. But that's a bond between the two of them. That's about personal status. He's still a Yisrael. It's just that he's lost the prerogative, right, when it doesn't affect himself, to be perceived and recognized and affect the religious status of others. It could very well be that's what the Rama means. That he can't be kosev again. But he's megarish as ishto, or he's mekadesh, then kiddush of kiddushim and gerush of gerushim. He still has a personal status. Yisrael lava pishachata, Yisrael. He's lost his effectiveness, his prerogatives as a member of the tzibor in terms of being recognized by others. Okay, so I want to stop here because it's late. I want to finish one other thing. If we could keep these marmakomos, I want to discuss this interesting Sefer HaEshkol still next week, who talks about these issues too. When do you say Yisrael lava pishachata? When yes, when not, and a little bit about Geirus. Then I want to talk a little bit more about the relationship between Momel Avodah Zarah and Momel Chalas HaShabbos. And that question. And then we'll try to move on to the next sugya in Vav, Amud Aleph. Okay? That's, so wish everybody a good evening, a good week, and I hope everybody is well, doing well as can be in these trying times. And we continue the shiurim next week, on Zoom for the foreseeable future, I guess.
Right.
Okay, I'll try to get you more marmakomos.
Fine.
Next week as well.
Fine.
Okay. So call to
good night, everyone.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Fabi.